Sorry, say that again. Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. It is Monday, May 19th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a 9-game MLB main slate on tap for tonight. And then we have NBA and NHL returning tomorrow with single game showdowns. So, should be a fun day of DFS. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I was off for a couple of days. No, we haven't done the show since Thursday, but for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about joining the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, it is a Monday, so we did announce the winners for the birdie battle in the Discord. So if you guys are looking to see who won this last week, check the Office Hours channel, and I believe the golf channel gets cross-posted in both of those. Let's get SaberSim up here. Quick announcement. We are going to keep the same stream schedule for this week. So no Office Hours on Friday or Saturday, and build review will move to Thursday. So just want to let you guys know that is going to be the schedule once again this week. But that aside, we do have the SaberSim. We do have SaberSim up. We do have the 9-game MLB main slate up as well. No questions prior to the show. So what we will do, actually, I'm like pretty sure there are no questions. What we are going to do here is start off with a slate demo. Just going to make sure one more time there are no questions. I don't want to miss anything. No. Yeah, we're getting there. All right, cool. So 9-game MLB slate. We will start off. Let's start off with a starter demo. So going to build 500 lineups here. I'm going to crank up min salary just based off what we've seen mostly in contest flashback. Going to make two small adjustments to projections here. Build lineups will activate green. Only other thing I'll probably do, and let's get rid of this other stuff. Don't use batters against opposing pitchers. I think this is like, you know, a fine setup here, right? Very, very good. If you guys just want to copy that, you know, I think that's pretty good. All right. Going to kick off this build lineups. We're just going to use SaberScore for this demo, so we don't need to do anything in the contest tab right now. Could be a good time to upload your entries file if you guys have one. So, you know, go to the contest tab, drag and drop your file into SaberSim. This will run in the background, right? So even though I don't need to stay in my build one while this loads, I can go and do other things. I can go to a different slate, right? Maybe I'm playing the main slate on FanDuel and DraftKings. Okay, I go hop over to FanDuel, do some stuff there while this runs. So you don't have to stay here. You can move around, bounce around. You know, nice to save time and have flexibility doing that. Let's cancel this sim. All right. So then we come in here. I'm going to sort by exposure. I'm going to move some columns around. I want to switch back to my expanded view. Okay, this looks pretty good. All right, so right now, using SaberScore, you know, let's make sure, like, hey, you know, are we on the right SaberScore for the contest I'm primarily optimizing for? You know, 10K to 50K, we'll get, like, a lot of the 20 maxes and stuff, which is kind of what we're iterating on here, or, like, what we're, I don't know if it's, like, reenacting or whatever the right word is, but we're basically building for a 20 max. So we're basically in the right spot. All right. Now that I've got my sorting metrics set up, I got my 20 lineups, I got my aggregate metrics. I would recommend using projected score. It's what I like to use. So I would do that. And then I would also scroll down to the last lineup in my set. And this will get more important as we start making changes. But again, exposure, leverage, pool, projection, sorting metrics, all good, right? I just have all my data points that I want, and I'm about ready to start making some changes. So, you know, some people ask, like, hey, can't I just take the top 20 lineups? Sure. Yeah, like, absolutely. You know, if you are comfortable with the top lineups, if that's what you want to use, you know, you like your exposures and your leverages, then yes, just take the top 20. Now, SaberSim isn't always the most diversified right out of the box, right? Like, we have, you know, really big leverage on Bohm, on Weston Wilson, on Trey Turner, right? This might be too much, you know, for some people's risk tolerance. That's where customization comes in, right? So in order to get a little bit more spread out here, we recommend using our MinUnique tool, right? And as we start changing this, it's going to sift through your pool and make sure that every lineup you're going to play has at least this many players different from every other lineup, right? So this is where scrolling down in your pool comes into play, because it's going to go a little bit further and a little bit further as we crank up this number. So what I'm doing, right, I'm increasing the uniques. I'm watching how my exposures, my leverages change, how my average projection changes, how far down in my pool I'm going. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, kind of where I want to, like, stop, where I need to, like, consider, like, hey, is this a good stopping point or should I go further? And a couple things are driving that, right? One is the exposures and leverages. Two, I don't want to drop too much projection for diversification. You want to try and find a happy medium. You don't want to, you know, sacrifice too much in one direction or the other. And the third thing, in my opinion, is with SaberScore, right, which is, like, we're doing the starter demo, we don't want to go too far down in our pool, okay? We want to try and value higher-ranked lineups, especially on the starter plan. So here, right, I'm up to, like, six uniques. I'm at lineup 45, which isn't that far. It's still in, like, the top 10%, because there's 500 lineups. The top 10% is about 50. I would recommend trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool, top 125 lineups, top 215 lineups. You really don't want to be going too much further than that. If it's, like, one lineup to get, like, an exposure request or something, okay, that seems fine. But if you're playing, you know, a bunch of 300, 400, 500 ranked lineups, you know, you might want to just apply your exposures and then rebuild at that point. It's probably a better thing to do. But getting back to this, right? Lineup 45 is the last lineup. Seems good. We're at six uniques. Our average projection has stayed pretty steady. It was, like, in the 97 range. We're at 96.96. So we really haven't sacrificed that much here. And now our top exposures have come down a ton, right? Our batters, I think we had batters at, like, 60%. Now our top batters are at 35%. We're still getting a lot of fillies, but now we're getting a lot more spread out, right? You know, we're not so concentrated on just a couple, where I see, you know, 1, 8, 6, 2, 4, 5, I see 3, I see 7, I see 9, right? So every batter in the Phillies lineup who are playing in Colorado has exposure between 15 and 35%, right? We're not so concentrated on a handful of them. So that seems good. We go over to pitchers. We have no pitcher leverage that's, like, too high, right? We see negative 12 is, like, the largest in either direction. We see positive 9 is, like, the highest. So kind of flat on pitchers. No batter in more than 35% of our lineups. Some 20% leverages here on, like, bottom of the order Phillies hitter, good environment, you know, could possibly be, like, a good ownership discount. Some of these guys a little bit lower in the lineup, but this feels really good to me. You know, I would like this, like, six would feel good. Maybe some people are going to see, like, 20% leverage on a batter and be like, ah, it's still too much. They want to go further. That's okay, right? Maybe some people are like, you know what? I actually like the Phillies in Colorado. I want to be more concentrated on them. Okay, you know, come in and change it from 6 to 5, from 5 to 4, right? Go backwards. But this is all customization. This is all trying to figure out, you know, what you want your lineups to look like, right? You are customizing this, and we're giving you tools to make sure that the changes that you're making are not going too far from what kind of, like, the SaberSim kind of, like, baselines are, and making sure that, you know, there is definitely a point where you could hurt your lineups more than help them. So we use all these different things to try and figure out, hey, where is a good stopping point with some of the adjustments that we're making, right? So If you guys are building lineups on starter for today's MLB main slate, this is what I would be doing, right? Trying to, you know, tweak these things, check them as you go. And, you know, once you're happy, once you're ready, click the save to contest button. It'll say save once you have an entries file uploaded here, and you'd be all set. So that's what I'd be doing there on starter. Now we're going to talk about ultimate. Carl said, new to your system, first week. Right on. Glad you found the show. If you have any questions, you can drop them in live. And we are just finishing up this demonstration on how to build lineups for today on starter. And now we're going to jump over to how to do it on ultimate. So biggest difference, right? And we'll go back to one unique here. Biggest thing with ultimate, one, is that you would have 5,000 lineups, right? I'm not going to build another 5,000 lineups. We'll just use this set of lineups that we already have. A lot of the other setups going to be the same with like the default rule. I would still probably crank up the min salary a little bit. I would have 5,000 lineups here. Then the other thing, right, is that once this loads, first thing I would do is run this contest sim, right? It's going to be green. It's going to say run contest sim instead of like cancel contest sim here. You could set this up to auto run for your sports by going to this gear icon in the build lineup section and then turning on this run contest sim automatically after build button. It'll just save you a click and it'll just run automatically in the background. Once this finishes, the builder will switch automatically to the ROI for the contest that you're playing or for the contests that you're playing, right? And it will show that. And if I pull this out, it'll say it. Oops. There you go. So you can see the whole thing there. But anyways, bring this back. So good news is, right, it's sorting automatically by the ROI. We don't need to do the scrolling down in. Say it again. So we're going to set a filter here to say, hey, you know, Saber Sim, after you run your contest sim, only show us lineups that had an ROI greater than zero. Okay. So what this does is it goes through the pool and then it's going to remove all the lineups that graded out negatively and only keep the lineups that graded out positively. What you see here, right? Trash has 240 lineups. That's about half of our lineups, right? That is specifically why when you were doing the starter demo, why we say, hey, try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your lineups, because we could see when we use the contest sim that about anywhere, usually in my opinion, from what I normally see is like 30 to 50% of the lineups grade out negatively. So we kind of want to avoid using those, right? And we're just assuming that Saber score is correlated to positive ROI. So if we stay higher up in our pool, we're more likely to be playing high positive ROI lineup. So not as like clear of a measuring stick with Saber score. You can't say like, oh, Saber score over 80 is positive ROI. Doesn't work like that exactly, but we can use information here to help us be a little bit safer, be a little bit more cautious. So either way, now that I have this ROI greater than zero filter on this ultimate demo, you know, now I should feel comfortable making any changes. It doesn't matter how far down I go in my pool now because I only have positive ROI lineups to play with. So in my opinion, I'm comfortable playing any of those, right? So now we get into the customization again. The only other aggregate metric I am going to add this time is an ROI greater than is an ROI one. So my average ROI across the lineups I'm looking at right now is about 85%. Again, just another data point for us to analyze. What's cool here, I think what's cool that I'm noticing right away is that these lineups are a lot more diversified right off the bat, right? I have not touched the uniques at all. It's at one. And our first hitter is in 35% of our lineups, right? So before they were in 60%, we had to crank this up to like six uniques to get a lot flatter in the hitter exposures. We don't have to do that this time, right? This is happening automatically. We go over to pitchers. We're a little bit more concentrated on pitchers, right? A couple of bigger stands on Pepiot and Sanchez, like 19% positive each. highest negative is negative 13. Before it was like negative 12. And then the batters are pretty well diversified, 35% and down, right? So again, this is one of those situations. Hey, you don't have to change anything. If you are comfortable with one unique, sure, you know, leave it there. Don't adjust at all. Me, I like to get some diversification. I like to get more if I don't have to sacrifice too much in the aggregate metric department, right? So going from 1 to 2 drops me like 2% ROI. Okay, that's fine. Going 2 to 3, not much change there. Going 3 to 4, not much change there, right? We're still less than 5% change, and we're spreading out our risk while we do this. And then when I go back to 1, right, we can actually see this. There are 83 players in my player pool at mini unique of 1. Well, when I go to 4, which the projection's about the same, the ROI is down like 3%. My players go from 83 to 87. I go to 5. I go from 87 to 101. So I've just added 18 players here. I'm getting more spread out. My metrics aren't changing very much. That just tells me that there are a lot of good positive ROI lineups you can make that use different players. That's great. That's what we want. I go to 6, still really good, right? Here, now you got to kind of consider, okay, am I getting a little bit too spread out? Do I want to be this flat kind of with my exposures, right? See, for me, when I was at 5, okay, you know, we're still taking some stands, you know, 20% leverage, 18% leverage on like some of these Phillies hitters, double-digit leverage on a couple more Phillies hitters, right? We're still getting some exposure there or like some leverage. I go to 6. Well, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of these guys go down to like single digit, like 5%, 5%, 5%, 2%. We still have a 13 and a 15, but it's way more spread out. Me personally, I would probably stick with 5 here because I do like to take some stands on what SaberSim considers to be like the best plays on the slate, right? I don't want to be so flat. Now, some people, you know, one of my counterparts, Jordan, right, in particular, he talks about like being super spread out, being very flat. You know, 6 might be a little bit more in like his comfort zone, and that's okay, right? Nobody says that either one of us are right or wrong. There's just different approaches, and there's always more than one path to victory, right? So you could go the super spread out approach. You could go with like a happy kind of medium approach, like what I'm kind of saying I like to do. Some people do the super aggressive approach of like no uniques, high leverage. Like, hey, that's okay too, right? You got to figure out what works for you. But either way, something along these lines will get you where you're trying to go. So this is how I'd be building lineups over in the on the ultimate side. So those are the things that you want to consider on both subscription plans. Question from Carl. So the one thing I don't understand is when I turn out my lineups, the number one lineup could be 213 points, but lineup 4 could be 219 points. So when it spits out the lineups, does that make sense? Yeah. So the reason you see that is because SaberSim does not sort lineups by projected score alone. Okay. So in order to see that, right, you would sort, you could change this metric here, which changes the order of your lineups, to be highest projected first, and then second highest projected, and then third, right? We see that here, 102.9, 102.4. Now, we have our own in-house sorting metric, which we call SaberScore, which is the default. You run a build, it's going to sort it by this automatically, where they might be out of order, right? And let's see if we can find an example. These all seem to be pretty close. But what you're saying can indeed happen for sure. So let's go back. So I'm not seeing a good one here, unfortunately. But either way, let's talk about SaberScore. So when you come in here, right, you click on SaberScore, there's a little eye icon. When we click this eye icon, it's going to tell you how we create SaberScore. So SaberScore is effectively 3 variables. We do use projection, We use this 99th percentile one, and then we use this ownership variable. So important things here are we're weighting projection at 30%. We're weighting this 99th percentile, which I'll explain in a second, at 70%. And then we're putting a negative weight on this ownership variable. So what we're trying to say here is that, okay, we understand projection matters, but we believe that the lineup's upside, the score that the lineup can achieve 1% of the time, matters twice as much, a little more than twice as much. And we also understand that the more ownership a lineup has, that actually isn't a good thing. The lineup can be like too chalky and too many people are playing it. So we're taxing lineups with high ownership. We're putting a little weight into average projection, and then we're putting a lot of weight into the lineup's upside outcomes. Okay. So the way we determine those is we take this lineup, right? Or we run the sim, we build the lineups. The lineups go into the pool. Once the lineups get into this pool, we go back into the sim and we say, and I'll show this number. So we say, okay, SaberSim, tell me how this group of 10 players did across all the sims that we used when we were building this lineup. What that does is when you click on a player, you're going to see like a graph for the player. This is describing how they did in our sims. So this means that, hey, 21% of the time, Bohm scores 0 points. But 1% of the time, he scores over 30. He scores, you know, about 25 points 2% of the time. You know, 20 points 3% of the time, right? We create a graph like this for the team as a whole. And then we say, hey, 1% of the time, this lineup, this group of players scored 184 points. 5% of the time, they scored 156. And then it goes on and it goes on. So what's happening here is we believe that, you know, average projections don't help you alone win DFS contests, right? Because when you are playing a contest and there's, you know, 1,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000 people, right? I'm just talking about like lineups or entries. You know, you need to know how good this lineup is when these players do really well. That's what this 99th percentile is telling you. It's their, it's their top 1% outcomes as a whole. This is why we weight this twice as much as projection, because we understand how important this is. And a lot of these tournaments and stuff that you're playing, the money is up at the top, right? So we need lineups that have very high upside so we can get into the top 10, the top 5, the top 3. We can win the contest, right? And take down those big prizes. So that's what SaberScore is doing. You might see lineups where the projections don't match up. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. But that is what's going on there. All right. Carl said, thank you. That helps. Hard to learn a new system. Yeah, for sure. Can definitely be hard. But that's why we have these shows. So, you can always tune in, ask questions. You can ask questions ahead of time, right? You could send us an email, support@sabersim.com. We have our in-app chat, right? This box down here, in the corner, right? Our support team is always around. We try and respond very, very quickly. So number of different ways to reach us. And we obviously want to, the question mark does the same thing. I thought it did. Number of different ways to reach us. And we try and be super helpful. So always good to ask questions. That's what we're here for. With that said, let me check office hours. Okay, this one's perfect. So we actually walked through this, but I'll mention this because it came in as a question. So we talked about this in our ultimate demo. Hey, Andrew, is there a quick way I can delete negative ROI lineups from my pool? Yeah, absolutely. So we walked through that. So you run your contest sim. You go to this filter. This is our filters. You go add new filter, and then you write one that says show lineups with ROI greater than zero. Okay, now this one can be a little bit tricky, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit. If you have more than one contest, you probably want to use the target contest ROI. Okay. I'm not using it because I don't have an entries file uploaded. So if you upload an entries file in the contest tab, then use the target ROI. If you don't upload one and you just, you know, use the default one, which there's always a contest on, like a contest sim enabled, which is this enabled one. So even if you don't have a file in here, there's always going to be one, so you can just run a contest sim. But if you do upload, then use the target ROI. Okay, the target ROI is going to look at the contest you are actually playing, that you're telling us you're playing, by uploading your file, and it will use the ROIs from those contests over the default one. Okay, so that's why you want to use target if you upload, and then if you don't upload, you can just use the manual one, because there's effectively no target contest. There's no target contest ROI if there's nothing uploaded. So in that case, you would just use the listed one here. So if you upload a file, use target. If you don't upload a file, just use the one underneath it. Okay, so that's the caveat there. That's how you do that. All right. Those are our questions today. Those are our two slate demos. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.